This is VOA News via remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden signed a series of actions Wednesday to combat climate change, saying they will restore scientific integrity and evidence-based policymaking across the U.S. government. Biden said the orders to combat climate change will make the issue an essential element of U.S. foreign policy and national security. In addition, Biden is directing government agencies to buy carbon pollution-free electric and clean zero-emission vehicles to create good-paying union jobs and stimulate clean energy. Biden is planning for the U.S. to host a summit for climate change leaders in April on the annual celebration of Earth Day. U.S. officials warning that ongoing anger over the outcome of the recent presidential election, as well as other grievances, could fuel new violence across the country. The Department of Homeland Security on Wednesday issued a National Terrorism Advisory System bulletin cautioning that a heightened threat environment is likely to persist through the end of April. The bulletin further warns that violent domestic extremists may be emboldened by the January 6th breach of the U.S. Capitol in Washington, D.C., to target elected officials and government facilities. The U.S. Army announced on Monday it will be keeping 7,000 National Guard troops in the nation's capital through at least mid-March, citing concerns surrounding several high-profile events, including President Biden's upcoming address to a joint session of Congress, the impeachment trial of the former president, and the annual March for Life. White House expressed concern about domestic extremism, announcing Friday it requested a comprehensive threat assessment from U.S. intelligence agencies. For more news, please join us at voanews.com by remote. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said his government would be imposing tougher COVID-19 border restrictions, telling the Parliament Wednesday that British citizens and residents returning home from a list of about 30 countries deemed as high risk will be required to isolate in government-provided accommodations, such as hotels, for 10 days without exception. Johnson said he's taken the action to prevent the risk of vaccine-busting new coronavirus strains entering the country. Johnson also said the British public school classes would remain online until at least March 8th. British schools have been closed since early January when the country was locked down. Death toll in Britain from the coronavirus pandemic has passed 100,000 people. Tanzanian President John Magufuli is warning his health ministry against rushing to adopt COVID-19 vaccines, suggesting the vaccines may not be safe or effective. In a speech Wednesday, Magufuli expressed doubt about vaccines produced by Western countries. Magufuli directed the Ministry of Health to only adopt a vaccine after it is certified by Tanzanian experts. The president has told officials to promote herbs to remedy COVID symptoms. The U.S. is warning Americans to avoid all travel to the East African country. The president of Mexico, Andres Manuel López Obrador, is experiencing mild COVID-19 symptoms, according to a brief statement by top officials released on Wednesday. After 4 days, López Obrador was confirmed positive for coronavirus. The Mexican government has shared scarce information, while the spokesperson for the virus management has said he won't be sharing details of the president's condition or treatment. Some in Mexico calling on the president, who touts his administration's transparency, to share more about his own health. López Obrador, a survivor of a heart attack, downplayed the threat early and is rarely seen wearing a mask in public. At times, he has even contradicted his own health officials. And the top U.S. diplomat, Anthony Blinken, for the U.S., signaled that sanctions on Iran remain in place for some time as Washington waits to see if Tehran verifiably stopped violating a 2015 nuclear deal with world powers before potentially rejoining the deal that the prior administration quit. For more news, please join us, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown via remote, VOA News.